Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack Walesa. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Yost scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Spence goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dickey for a passed ball. Lewis scores. McBride moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spence hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive towards first. Vernon catches it and steps on first to double up Smith. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Walesa hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a line drive into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York moves to second. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Harris now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Appling applying the tag. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lewis hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Walesa hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vernon is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. York is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with wind covering, for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey moves to third. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Earl Harris. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malzberger fields it and throws to first for the out. McBride scores. Spence moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Walesa hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. York takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Evans bunts towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Christman moves to second. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Maltzberger covering, for the out. Christman moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 4 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.